Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The Word of God, which is the basis for the sermon this morning, is written in Matthew's Gospel, the 13th chapter, verses 16 and 17. As for you, how fortunate you are! Your eyes see, and your ears hear. Remember this, many prophets and many of God's people wanted very much to see what you see, but they could not, and to hear what you hear, but they did not. This text is a portion of the answer which Jesus gave to the disciples when they asked him why he taught the people in parables. They had raised the question, you recall, when Jesus had told them one of the well-known parables of the sower going out to cast his seed into the ground, and some fell by the wayside, and some fell on the rock, and some fell among the thorns, and some fell on good soil. And which he later on explained to mean that is the way when you go out to share what you know and what you have learned about God's plan of salvation. There will be various kinds of responses, all the way from no response to a most gratifying response. And that's the way it will be too, he said, when you yourself are confronted with the message of God's word. There will be times when you will miss it and not hear it. And there will be times when your response is temporary and short-lived. There will be other times when the rush of the day and all of the activities before you will compete and will destroy the full effectiveness. And thank God there will be those times when the word will enter into your heart and bear fruit. Why did Jesus teach the people in parables? Well, he told the disciples, you are a very special group of people, and it is for your sake, partly, that I teach in parables. You are my closest associates. You have a relationship with me that is more intimate than that of the people generally. Though he didn't say it here, he also taught in parables for the sake of the people generally, who thus were given an opportunity to hear something which was familiar to them, something that they could latch on to, something which would give them an easier understanding of what he was talking about. He spoke in parables because these stories from everyday life would enable them to recall, to remember his message more easily, and to recall it more easily. But in this particular instance, as he replies to the question of the disciples, he said, I speak in parables because to you it is given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven. You have something which the public that hears me does not generally have. You have heard me before. You heard my call, come, follow me. I will make you fishers of men. And God gave you the faith to hear that call and to respond to it. God gave you the faith to leave what you were doing and to associate yourselves most closely and most intimately with me. God gave you the faith to identify with me, to become a part of what I am here to do and to give to the world. God gave you the faith to be my disciples indeed and to know his plan of salvation through my coming, through my preaching, through my going to the cross and dying, and through my rising once again from the dead. God enabled you to understand that I am God himself become a person, your brother. God enables you to say, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. God enables you to say of me, my Lord and my God. And because you have that God-given faith, you get a depth. You get an inner association with God's word, with the communication of God's will, which others are not able to comprehend. The parables between you and me are real inner circle shop talk, if you will. They enable me to lead you to a faith relationship to your God that is most secure, most intimate. You have that faith. And because you do, how fortunate you are. You are able to be different from those people who hear my words but who question my right to speak those words. Those individuals who see me as a threat to the church, who question whether I am a true prophet or think maybe that I am a false prophet. You are different from those people who come out just because there are miraculous things happening wherever you go. You are different from the people who just follow the crowd. You are men of faith. How fortunate you are. And this, my disciples, will equip you for what I want you to be. If you continue in my word, then you will be my disciples indeed, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free and keep on making you free. And with that truth in your lives and in your hearts and in your minds and on your lips, you will be able to go out into all the world and tell the people what you have seen and heard. You will be able to make disciples and teach and baptize as I want you to. You will be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria into all the distant parts of the earth. How fortunate you are that you have this close relationship with your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And my friends, as you and I come in contact with this same Word of God and these same parables of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as we ponder them in the quietness of our studies, as we share them with members of our families, as we teach them in groups in our congregations, and as we proclaim their truths from the pulpits into which God places us, how fortunate you and I are to have that faith, the same kind of God-given faith which the disciples had, to know the love of God in Jesus Christ. That equips us to continue to search more and more deeply into the intricacies of the truths which God proclaims in his word, and to gain broader and broader understandings of the relationships of those communications through his word. This equips us with boldness and confidence and willingness to stand before the world and to proclaim that world, we have seen Jesus who died and rose again from the dead. Yes, this equips each of us for whatever the task of today might be, and whatever the assignment of tomorrow will turn out to be, and the tomorrow after that, until God Himself will end the assignment He gives us. How fortunate we are to have that message and to have the opportunity to proclaim it to a world that needs it so much. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.